Welcome to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Welcome to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. We are very excited that you have decided to join us again for another amazing episode. We are especially excited today because we have an amazing influencer who will be joining us for the show. Our topic today is privacy and security, specifically talking about influencers while they are on a media trip. But before we dive into that, let's kind of do our section of hashtag influenced. This is where we talk about a recent encounter with social media, where be it Instagram, Facebook, or even Pinterest, that has influenced us to do or buy something. So Jacqueline, would you like to kick this off?
Oh, I would love to, Jess. I am so excited for today's segment. So one of the things that me and my husband love to do, it's our annual tradition in the month of October and a little bit of November, is pumpkin season. Obviously, with Halloween and all the holidays, pumpkin flies off the shelf. I always, you know, pick it up early, make sure I have it in my kitchen, and we try to see how many different pumpkin recipes we can try during the month. And so this year has been extremely exciting and different because I have seen a little bit more of the influencer side popping out, people recommending different things, helping me make more wise purchases about maybe which pumpkin treats I know I'll like versus others. And I've even had some coworkers reach out with like BuzzFeed articles and all sorts of things with their suggestions as well. So it has definitely been an adventure this year and it's been really fun.
Ooh, can I come over and sample some of your pumpkin
definitely,
treats?
Definitely. Yeah, I think our most popular recipe this year so far has been pumpkin mac and cheese, which I didn't think I would like.
That sounds very good. Awesome. Well, we are going to have Andrea jump on, and then after we're going to introduce who she is and what she does. But Andrea, would you like to kind of tell us a recent experience that you've had and that you've been influenced by?
Yeah, so thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. My name's Andrea Cannon, and I recently saw on Instagram that they were having, there was going to be an outdoor media summit, and this wasn't actually a summit that has happened several years in a row, except, you know, minus last year, of course. And I found it about a month before the actual event. So I actually signed up and decided to go. And it was a gathering of like bloggers, tourism boards, brands, you know, social media influencers, et cetera. And I was able to go. And it was a really great experience for me. A lot of networking and connection with others that do, you know, similar things to what I do. And then also there were a lot of cool destinations there that I had never even heard of before. And I had a lot of nice long conversations with places I had never even heard of before. Now I've been looking them up and, you know, planning to make some trips out to places that I would never have even expected.
That's so fun. I love it when we're influenced to do something, right? Instead of just buy something. I think that's really cool.
And it's also nice that you were influenced almost over the long term too.
Yeah, definitely. That was very cool.
Nice. And Jess, how have you been influenced this past month or so?
Well, you know what? With Halloween fast approaching, I am not very good at like decorating or anything like that, but I've decided this is kind of our first Halloween with our little baby that we really want to do costumes. So I have been hitting Pinterest hard and trying to find a costume for, you know, a 3-person family. So that's kind of what we've been influenced by. We haven't made our final decision yet, but that's what we're in the midst of right now.
I love it. So many cool ideas. Pinterest is just a treasure trove of information. I don't know what I would do without it.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. Well, that's so fun. Well, thanks for joining us, everyone who's listening, for that hashtag influence segment. Now, before we jump in to our episode, we've already heard from Andrea a little bit about, you know, how she's been influenced the last bit, but let's introduce her and her brand. Jacqueline, I know that you've worked with her in the past. Would you go ahead and introduce her?
I would love to. So Andrea first started working with us this year, actually. It was really fun. We found her on Instagram, just searching. Her photography is absolutely stunning. So if you haven't looked at it, go check her out on Instagram. We'll link to it in the description for you. And she went to Bryce Canyon Country, so Southern Utah, and really just helped us to show some really beautiful imagery and have a fun trip there. She stayed in a lovely little tiny home, which I know was a huge fun adventure for her. And so it was fun to follow along there as well. But Andrea, why don't you introduce a little bit about yourself as well?
Yeah, thank you so much. So my name is Andrea Cannon. I recently moved actually to Portland, Oregon, but I lived the past 6 years in Salt Lake City, Utah. And like Jacqueline mentioned, I really enjoyed, you know, getting to explore around Utah, and now I'm getting to explore around the Pacific Northwest. My goal of my Instagram account as well as my blog is to inspire others to get outside and travel and share their own story. And so, you know, you'll see if you interact with my account at all, you'll see that I try to do just that. And this was my experience, you know, that we were talking about here working with Bryce Canyon Country. I absolutely love Southern Utah, and the whole Bryce Canyon Country area is just so beautiful. So if you haven't gotten to check out that area of Utah yet, make sure it is on your list.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree. Southern Utah, especially that Bryce Canyon area, is incredible. Should be on your bucket list for sure. So we are very excited to have you, Andrea, on the show with us. And like I mentioned previously, we are going to be talking about privacy and security. This is especially important for influencers when they are working with the destination and are on a press or fam trip. So Andrea, I kind of want to get your take and your feel for this. To you personally, how important is privacy and security while you're on a fam trip?
So thanks so much for asking this question. This is incredibly important to me. I'm a young female and, you know, traveling, et cetera. Not that it's necessarily something I'm worried about. I want to put that out there. It's not that I'm like worried about it. However, it's something that I always am, you know, making sure that I'm taking into consideration when I'm making plans for travel. And this travel does not even have to be, you know, a press trip, a media trip, fam trip, et cetera. It can just be any sort of travel. I'm always taking precautions to make sure that I am, you know, having safe behavior and not putting myself in any danger. And so that extends from not only just personal travel to these press media trips, et cetera.
Yeah, that's a great point. So do you feel like the precautions are a little bit different compared to when you're traveling solo versus when you're traveling with a group?
Yes and no. I think, you know, I take extra precautions when I'm solo, but I still, even when I'm with a group, will take, you know, similar precautions. I do a lot of solo travel on my own. My husband, I didn't give this background, but my husband is now in fellowship. He was in surgery residency while we were in Utah, and now he is in fellowship in Oregon. So he's just really busy. And so that means that I end up doing a lot of things on my own. But even if we were together, you know, I typically don't broadcast my current location or anything like that, even if the two of us are together or we're with others or even a larger group.
That's really good to consider. And I think it's also good to have that example. You know, Jess and I talked a little bit on our past episode about what are some examples of those precautions. Are there any specific ones besides, you know, mentioning your specific location that you would want to add to that list?
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, honestly, the location is incredibly important, but you know, things like if I'm on a trip, for example, I don't end up showing or talking about or mentioning the name of the hotel that I'm staying in, or, you know, even a lot of times the actual location until I'm leaving. It kind of depends on how long I'm going to be there and how remote it is, or even if I'm actually real-time posting, because I don't do that a lot. And so that's another example, is not only just sharing the location, but a lot of times I will delay things to posting later. If you look at my feed right now, I was in Washington State a couple of weeks ago, which obviously they're right on the border. So maybe I'll go into Washington State later today. So I don't, but it was a full week of time spent in Washington State, and I really didn't share anything during that trip. And it was me and my husband, and we were in our van and or backpacking, and you know, didn't really share anything until we were out of there. And now all my feed posts, all my reels, they're all from that trip in Washington State. And so not posting things real time, not sharing the location, those are really my two main things. And then just personally, like, you know, on a day-to-day basis, I'll show pictures of like my dog or things, but I'm careful not to show like the picture of the front of my house or stuff like that, because people know I live in Portland. If maybe they saw the number, you know, they could find out where I was, that sort of thing. I do want to say that I've never actually had anything happen. I'm not taking these, it's not like there was some bad story where, you know, something, some stalker showed up and, you know, I felt really threatened or anything like that. I'm just trying to make sure that that doesn't ever happen. Right. Cause that could definitely keep me from, you know, adventuring and traveling the way that I've been traveling, if I became scared, you know, that sort of thing. So I'm really just trying to do these things as a precaution because I don't want them to happen and people can get, you know, the wrong idea online sometimes.
For sure. No, thank you so much for your in-depth answer. We really appreciate that. So how do you go about communicating these privacy measures with the client or with the destination that you're working with before the trip?
This is such an important question. And I think, you know, just in general, expectations up front with the brand or tourism board, destination, et cetera, is the most important thing. And that goes for everything, right? If you find out at the end of the trip that they were hoping you would highlight, you know, the hotels and the food more than you actually did, than you took the pictures for and your trip is over, you're going to miss the boat with what, you know, the brand is actually going for just because you were thinking of a different take on it, right? And that's just, so that just goes for everything, right? Or thinking about, you know, as far as an influencer and a brand, if they really want a very close-up picture of the shoes you're promoting, but normally you wouldn't do that. Like, you know, having those things like set up in advance are so, so helpful. So as goes with anything, talking about this beforehand is so important. So for me, what I've done is just mentioned, you know, hey, I don't normally post things in real time. Is this okay for the brand if I post, you know, the required stories and or, you know, post reels, et cetera, in a delayed fashion? And I usually just mention that this is for safety reasons for me, because I just want to make sure that, you know, it's not broadcast exactly where I am at the time, but that I will still continue to do these things, you know, afterward. The other thing that I found too is, so a couple of things, and this is unrelated to privacy and security, but it's actually of a benefit to the brand. So my engagement over the weekend, when sometimes I'm on, you know, trips, et cetera, is down, but during the week when people are, you know, back at work and they want to see, you know, get lost on Instagram or, you know, social media for a little bit, they actually scroll more. And so my engagement is actually higher during the week. And so if I'm somewhere over the weekend, it actually makes more sense. And then if I'm somewhere during the week, I just like to post it like a full week later so that it's at the exact same time that I get the better engagement. And then the other thing too is for posts as far as with a, you know, static posts or reels, et cetera, spreading those out for the brand for me actually seems to do better because my audience will continue to re-engage and remember that rather than posting, let's say the deliverables were two posts and a reel and posting, you know, one post on Monday, one post on Tuesday, and then the reel on Wednesday, and then that collaboration is over. If I'm able to spread it out a little bit longer, then my audience will sort of continually engage and think about and remember the brand over the course of several weeks or, you know, whatever is allowed. So not only do those privacy and security measures benefit me because they keep me safe, but they also benefit the brand because they, you know, allow that for a better engagement and for a longer opportunity to engage my audience.
Those are some really good points. And I think for destinations, even though you may not think that that engagement rate relates, I think it completely does. And that alone would definitely make a destination hop on the bandwagon with your requirements. And that's a great tip for other influencers as well. And Jess and I talked about this a little bit last time. But if you're nervous about voicing some of those stipulations, make sure that you also voice, you know, what value add or the reason why, you know, that engagement rate alone is a great reason for the destination to accommodate.
Definitely. I definitely agree with that. And it's a nice reminder to them that it's not just about what's beneficial to you, but this is a collaboration and it's a two-way street and really three-way when you include the audience, that everyone's going to get value out of this and just making sure to clearly communicate what that value is to the brand.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So just more of a follow-up question on what you said. So for example, you go on a trip Monday through Friday, you're not posting during that time, but the week after you're going to start posting, you know, that Monday through Friday. Are you to your audience posting in real time or are you saying, or are you specifically telling them, hey, this is a trip that I posted last week. Let me walk you through it.
Yeah. So normally I don't put that disclaimer out there because almost everything is delayed for me, just for the reasons that we've talked about already. So, you know, I think most people get the idea that if I'm posting like videos of places and I'm not, you know, just real time talking to somebody with a question to the audience in my dining room, then it's probably something I did previously. But, you know, if there's something specific where it's obvious that this is like timed, or, you know, it's fall colors, or there's mm-hmm. something where it's like very, you know, very specific, or it's a Halloween day experience, or it's pumpkin patch, something where they're only open on Saturdays, or, you know what I mean? There's, mm-hmm. there's reasons to give those disclaimers, but otherwise I pretty much always just post a little bit delayed.
That's good to know. Thanks for sharing.
Yep. I think whatever the influencer is comfortable with, whatever you're comfortable with, as long as the audience kind of knows, or as long as they can kind of tell, I know as a destination, we can definitely, we peruse and we dive deep into Instagram profiles just to vet everything. And so we can easily tell, you know, if you're posting, you know, Bryce Canyon one day and Idaho the next, you know, we kind of can tell, you know, they're probably not traveling that quickly. So it's right. a little bit easier to identify.
Yeah.
So Andrea, I want to kind of go into a little storytelling mode, so to speak. And do you mind kind of stepping us through, was there a specific moment when you started becoming an influencer or realized that this is kind of what you wanted to do, when you knew that privacy would be like an important value for you? Was there like a one-time moment for that, or did it happen over time where you just grew and kind of learned and this became your process? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Actually, this wasn't necessarily scary or anything, and I'm glad it wasn't. And of course, these stories don't have to be, but I was actually with my husband in St. Lucia, and I had someone message me about a week afterward and say, "Hey, were you in St. Lucia? Because I think I saw you there." And it's St. Lucia. Like, I lived in Utah. St. Lucia is really far away. It's not even, you know, if you look at my typical things that I post on Instagram, like, it isn't typically the St. Lucia type of experience. So it was very, it just really caught me off guard that I was recognized that far away. And that person did not even come up and say hi to me or anything. So I didn't even actually realize that they knew I was there, or that somebody knew me while I was there. And, you know, that was definitely something for me where I was like, wow, okay, this isn't just like a Utah thing. This isn't just a Southwest USA thing or national parks thing. This is really anywhere. And so, you know, making those, just realizing like that, you know, people may recognize you or may want to dive a little bit deeper if they see you taking photos and try to figure out who you are, you know, that sort of thing. And then if I was actively tagging, you know, the location and that sort of thing, then it would have made it, you know, potentially even worse.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that story. It's definitely something that does happen, you know. I know in some of the influencing world outside of the travel community, it's still a great concern because you don't want someone to know that you're posting from home, you know, and knowing where you live. And you mentioned that as well already. How did you go to implement those things? You know, were there extra precautions you took after that moment? Or is that something that, you know, you kind of added to your personal process, so to speak? Or is that just something that, you know, you took to heart and, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does.
I didn't ask that question well.
No, but I know what you're going for. And I think it's just one of those things that you know, that wasn't a scary, had it been like something where I was like, my life is in danger, there's, you know, a stalker outside my house, I'm sure there would have been this abrupt, massive change in the way that I operated. But to be honest with you, it was a little bit slower because, you know, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, you didn't even come say hi or anything. And I don't know you at all. And how did you even know I was there? It was like kind of this weird feeling, right? And so but it wasn't something that was like so unsettling that I like had to, you know, make these drastic changes. And so I think, you know, for me personally, it's just been, okay, well, it'd probably be smart if I, you know, take these steps, and it'd probably be a good idea if I, you know, I didn't, you know, mention this or something, you know what I mean? Something like that. And I think too, it's easier, like if you're on a road trip and you are going like fairly quickly through destinations, right? Like it's easier to mention your location, et cetera, because just yesterday you were in a completely different town. So what if you mention the location and the hotel and that sort of thing, right? But if you're going to be hanging out somewhere for a whole week or something like that, that's kind of where it gets like a little bit where I start taking the precautions to the more extreme side, if that makes sense.
Yeah, those are all great points. Thanks, Andrea, for sharing. I guess my last question then for you is, what would you recommend to influencers who are concerned about privacy but also want to provide value to the destination?
I don't think I've ever had anybody say, oh, well, this is, you're concerned about your safety. We don't care, you know? So even without that extra added value to the brand or the destination, they want you to be safe, right? If something happened where you were stalked or you were attacked or you were mobbed, you know, by people or something really uncomfortable happened at a destination, you're obviously not really going to be able to promote that very well on your own. Like, you know, you're going to have a really sour taste in your mouth about that location. It's going to come across, right? People can tell when you're not being genuine with your recommendations. I mean, you guys have probably seen it. We've all seen it where people are like, okay, but do you really believe that about a place or a brand or something? And you know, so if something bad happened and some safety, there was concerns about safety at a location, you know, that wouldn't be a good experience for the influencer. And that would make it a bad, you know, collaboration for the brand and the destination. So that's step number one, is just understanding that, you know, we're trying to be safe. And that's why this is, you know, we're taking these precautions. So, you know, making sure to communicate, no, it's not just because you want to, you know, live in the moment and experience, which we all of course do, but we have a, you know, responsibility and a contract with the brand. So we want to make sure that we're, you know, able to share these locations in the best way. So really making sure, one, to communicate that it's about safety. And then two, to find that value add for the brand, right? How can we make sure that this is still going to hit peak engagement with your audience, right? If you're visiting on a Thursday and Friday, but your peak engagement is Monday and Tuesday, communicate that to the brand, right? Tell them that that is why you want to wait until Monday and Tuesday to post when you were there Thursday and Friday, because you know that your audience is going to be so much more engaged on Monday and Tuesday, and that makes it perfect, right? And then, you know, just making sure that you figure out why that is going to work out for the destination or the brand better. And if you communicate that as well, they're not going to have a problem with you wanting to do it this way.
All great points. Thank you so much, Andrea, for sharing. I really appreciate that.
Definitely.
Yeah, this has been so informational. And I know both destinations and influencers, I think, can both take things from this in order to help each other to just make both parties feel safe. I know when a destination goes to plan a trip for an influencer, that is one of the things that we definitely want to keep in mind, because we wouldn't want to send an influencer anywhere where harm would come their way. And so that's why we ask a lot of the questions we do, to make sure that they're okay with the activities, they're okay with the places, and that they have some time to research those beforehand as well. So those are awesome tips.
Yeah, it's really great to hear, you know, what goes on the background side of the brands too, and all the planning that's involved and why those questions are asked. And it sounds like it's incredibly important to be upfront and honest with those things as well.
Exactly. Well, Andrea, thank you so much for joining us on this episode. I can't wait to share it with everybody. I think a lot of people will find a lot of value from it. So we just appreciate your time and all of your information that you shared with us today.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. So Andrea, one last quick question. Where can everyone go to follow your adventure and learn more about you?
Yeah. So I am on Instagram. It's Andrea F, as in Frank Cannon, Andrea F Cannon. And you can also find me at the same username on TikTok, which is something I am starting to grow as well. I'm a little bit behind there on relative to my Instagram. And then I also have a blog, and it's www.beautifulworld.com. And there's Utah in there. So BEA Utah fullworld.com.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. Well, we are excited to continue talking about all things influencer marketing offline. So be sure to follow us on Instagram, Pinterest, and Twitter. Also, we have a brand new website that you can find us on. It is www.thedmpn.com. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We will see you next time.
Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Jess and Jacqueline and produced by Relic.